What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Here we are, Monday, October 10th. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving, actually. We just came off an incredible, incredible weekend at Awake New England. Wow. Life-changing. So epic. I'm going to do my best with a limited voice here. We're going to call this one Keys to Heaven. Matthew 16:19 in the Passion says, I will give you the keys of heaven's kingdom realm to forbid on earth which is forbidden in heaven and to release on earth which is released in heaven. We live in a day when we don't understand who we are or whose we are. We run around like orphans trying to earn God's love and favor. Really, he already loves you. He already paid for your sins on the cross. You don't need a new repentathon every day to be saved. Just live holy. Embrace the power of the cross, which has enabled us to live right. When you live that way, your eyes are open to a different reality, one of abundant life. And the reality is, as a believer, you don't have to be depressed, anxious, or confused. The biggest hindrance to living in freedom and abundance is a lack of understanding of what we've been given, which is directly tied to understanding our status with him. If we don't realize what status God's given us, we're going to live like we're stuck on earth, lacking in life, instead of seated in heavenly places with power and authority. We must understand who the Father has given us. We have to understand what the Father's given us so we can open our hearts and hands to receive it. And the further declaration is, you're not an orphan. You're God's child. He's handed you the keys to his home and granted you authority. What are we going to do with it? I often say, how do you know how much somebody trusts you with, right? My son is 9 and he's trusted with, I don't know, vacuuming, maybe cleaning his room. You know, I think I trusted him with a football card in a case to take to school, you know, to show his friends. But how do you know how much someone trusts you? I would say by what they have entrusted you with. And the reality is, God has given us everything. When we don't have an understanding of what we've been giving, then we're going to walk underneath the privileges. And so he gave you all, right? And that means you have power and authority. And that also means we're talking about worship. You know, in this service this weekend, we hit a moment on Saturday night I've never hit in my life in a service. I've been in meetings, I could recall them, where a spirit of revival's come in the room and we were undone on our faces, you know, on the floor. But Saturday night, something rolled in of a praise that I've never experienced. It was a high praise. It was such a magnifying of God that I don't believe we could have went any higher. I literally thought if we go any higher, we're going to heaven. Like, we're not coming back. And the Lord began to speak to us about praise being your weapon, right? I was sharing with the church in Madeira Beach yesterday that, you know, David 7 times said, I praise 7 times a day. And then another psalm, he said, well, I pray morning, noon, and evening. And there's, you know, it's not that prayer is better than praise or vice versa. I think they're all the same. But I will tell you, you can pray and fail, but you can't praise and fail. And so my point of what has God given us, he's given us the ability to give him praise, to give him thanksgiving. When we don't understand how things are, when we don't have a reason to celebrate, I'm telling you that when you understand what God has given to you, things change. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. A lot of sick Christians run around here. But when desire is realized, it becomes a tree of life. And so I'm telling you today that the keys to heaven have been given to you. That we need to praise, we need to pray, we need to give God glory. And when he said, whatever, you know, whatever's been bound on heaven, bind on earth, whatever's been loosed in heaven, loose on earth. That's an extension of authority. What has already been done, do. What already has been bound, bind. What's already been loosed, loose. What already has been healed, heal. And so we're not on this earth struggling, trying to get God's favor and figure out, you know, if this whole thing's real. We're here doing the work of God. And it starts with understanding the keys that he's given you. And so today, do you feel like you have heaven's keys in your life? Do you feel like you're standing on the full gospel, the full counsel of God? Leaning on the word of God, exercising the authority of God, or are you still confused at what's yours? Do you feel like you're living beneath the privileges? Because you're only a moment, only a thought away from getting revelation on what has been given to you. And so today I feel like your eyes are going to open. I'm thinking of that story in Gehazi, you know. It says, Lord, open his eyes that he may see, because he was concerned that the armies were surrounding him. And he prayed again, Lord, open his eyes to see. And then he saw chariots of fire all around. He saw in the spirit realm. He saw through the eyes of faith. And that's when he famously declared, there's more that are with us as are with them. And so today, my prayer is that your eyes would be open to the keys that he gave you, the keys that he paid for on the cross, the keys of overcoming. And it's not enough to have it. It's not enough to have a knowledge that you own it. There has to be a revelation that it's yours so you can apprehend it. So Father, today I pray for every person listening on this incredible, it's really Canadian Thanksgiving. We thank you for this amazing day, Lord. And I pray that our eyes will be open to what you've given us, that we begin to be thirsty for the things of the Spirit in the supernatural realm, standing on your word, thanking you that as we seek your face, God, we will be full. God, as we seek your face, that Lord, you are the face that we seek. And Lord, I know that if we seek first the kingdom, all these things will be added on. I thank you for it today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, guys. Awesome word. We love you. Keys to the kingdom are being handed to you. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm out.